like sex in my mouth, okay?
My God, man. Holes in goddamn motherfuckers.
Catchphrase ball tattoos aren't a thing.
Holes in goddamn radio, motherfuckers. What's up, motherfuckers? What?
Nothing.
What was the problem?
Nothing.
You don't like my catchphrase?
You have too much energy.
I don't have too much energy. Really so, like we were talking before the podcast, have you guys at your school ever been wearing baseball hats and then you walk up and you slam that little fucking button into somebody else's head?
No.
Oh, we used to do that shit all the time. Swear to Christ, I got fucking like 7 concussions from it. Fucking hurts. That shit sucks.
So you'd be mad if I did it to you right
now? Oh, I would fucking... Fuck, man. I would throw you in the street and curb stomp you. Shit.
You wouldn't be able to curb stomp me.
That's because you would run too quick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So... What have we done since the last podcast? No, what have we done since the last podcast? We went and saw
person.
Hold on. Who did we see last weekend? We went and saw – oh, shit. You liked them too. Uh-oh.
I'm having – Flogging Molly?
Yes. Flogging goddamn Molly. So, let's start with Flogging Molly.
What about them?
Talk about a good-ass concert, right?
Yeah. Was not bad.
What were your particulars that you enjoyed about that particular concert?
The Irish.
The Irish what?
The Irish.
Women?
No. The Irish.
The Irish.
The Irish, stupid.
Stupid? Don't be so stupid, stupid.
Oh, you stupid, stupid.
But, like, I know they have flutes. And
yeah, no, that thing was annoying.
The flute was annoying?
Yes.
Why?
That thing was high-pitched like a motherfucker.
But that's what St. Patrick played.
Not that high-pitched?
Uh-huh.
He did not blare that thing into a fucking microphone.
He
just played that bitch.
He had to blare it because all the rats in Ireland needed to hear him so he could walk them off the fucking cliff.
Not rats. It's definitely snakes.
Oh, boy. Probably is snakes.
It's definitely snakes.
So all the snakes in Ireland, he had to fucking call with the flute.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Dude, I got a magic trick for you. Don't look at the computer screen.
You got a magic trick?
Yeah, I want you to react to this bitch.
All right. So we went and saw Flogging Molly. That was extremely fun. Cameron had his first taste of Guinness at that.
Yeah.
What? What did you think about Guinness?
Shit smacked, dude.
What did it taste like?
Tastes like deliciousness in my mouth.
Deliciousness in your mouth?
I'm not going to say what's in the intro again. All right, are you ready? Watch this. Watch
Hold
this.
On. What we're looking at is one of the hand bongo things.
No. Watch.
Somebody's playing with a snake or something.
No, it's a rope.
It's a rope he's making go straight up.
Yep.
I'm calling some bullshit.
No, watch. Watch.
Like 8 feet tall.
Uh-huh. Oh, it keeps going.
It keeps going.
Yes.
Does he climb up to the
Okay, so here's roof? The thing with it is you see the little boy that was there too?
Uh-huh.
The little boy is supposed to climb up to it and go above the clouds and never come back down.
Why do they have a knife to his neck?
I don't know.
Why are Penn and Teller there?
I don't know. But watch this little boy climb this bit.
Can he?
He is.
If the motherfucker was smart, what he would have did was he would have just hopped on when the shit was going up and rode the motherfucker up. Because fuck climbing a goddamn rope into the sky. There is not a chance in hell I'm doing that shit.
I know there's not a chance in hell you're doing that.
I don't want to. Look, he got scared. He got scared a quarter of the way up. Pussy.
You would have too.
Nah.
Pussy.
Maybe. I don't care much for heights.
I know you don't. That's why I find it funny.
It's okay. He's got a little hand bongo deal. Could you hear it?
Yeah.
Man, I can't hear nothing.
I know.
Did it record?
No.
Oh. Fuck. We really need to get a headphone splitter so I can hear.
Get right on that, Chief.
Yeah, it's like $7.23.
Get right on that, Chief.
At Radio Shack. Do they still have Radio Shacks? Is Radio Shack still a thing? I haven't seen a Radio Shack since fucking flip phones, right?
Yeah.
Radio Shack's there. Holy shit. There is still a Radio Shack. Where?
That's what I'm looking for.
All right. Oh, all over. They all say closed. Lion ass.
Closed right now. See what time it is?
It says Sprint store. It's 6 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock.
I know. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
They're all closed. Shit. They closed down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, Radio Shack.
Oh, my God.
Radio Shack got bought out by Sprint a long time ago. Man,
fuck Sprint.
What?
No kidding.
This podcast is brought to you by Sprint.
Actually, it's very not.
Oh, yeah, not this time. We're not doing it from the phone.
It's very.
Oh,
very.
So it's technically brought to you by Cox Communications. Internet.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah. 1 terabyte speeds. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. No, hold on. That's right. So, next concert we went to. It was. Shit, what was the name of that band?
I don't know.
We just saw it on Friday. Man, my brain is fried. Oh,
the Weezers?
Weezer, yes. That
shit was terrible.
Shit was terrible. No, the shit's good. Mm. It's good music. You just had to grow up in that era in order to enjoy
ATL hood rap type shit.
Huh?
I like that ATL hood rap type shit.
ATL hood rap type shit?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're all about Master P?
Yeah, Master P. I don't listen to him a lot, but not bad.
What about
Wu Tang?
That's not ATL.
I know. I'm not stupid.
Oh man.
I thought that's what you were leading up to.
No, I was actually gonna say like some fucking Lil Jon or something like that. That's all ATL.
Nice. So it just sounded cool, right? That's why I said it.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
You're a dick. I like the way ATL's hood rat shit sounds, so I fucking that's what I said. Alright. So you didn't care for like what didn't you care for
all of it.
Weezer? Nah, you have to have specifics.
All of it.
What part bothered you the most?
Why does there have to be specifics?
Because
Nick,
come
there
on,
doesn't
man.
Have to be specifics.
Come on.
There doesn't have to be specifics.
Oh fuck. Are you all right?
I think so. So I'm going to ask you a fucking question.
For real? What question you got to say?
What you think about the Knights?
Woo-hoo-hoo! That game last night was the shit. And if you don't know what game we're talking about game 3 of Knights. Knights and Sharks. Playoff
four.
Pacific Division.
Playoff four.
Stanley Cup in the end, but it's the playoffs for the Pacific Division.
No. It's not.
What?
It's playoffs for the Stanley Cup.
What trophy do you get first? What trophy do you get first?
It all goes to the Stanley Cup. It's playoffs for the Stanley Cup, not for the division champions.
Yeah.
No.
We were division champions last year.
Okay. Are you really going to start this? You best knock on this desk 3 times.
Why?
Because if you start jinxing some shit, I'm going to kill you. Knock on the desk. Knock on the desk. That's not loud enough.
Oh,
they need to be able to hear it. Thank you.
Ah, that was with 2 different hands.
So you know how I told Alexis yesterday when she can't, or I told you guys to tell her to knock 9.5 times?
Yeah.
She only knocked 8 times.
And then you opened the door?
I opened the door and said, yeah, it's only 8. You're going to have to redo it all.
Did you make her?
She knocked again. She was like, there's your 9. I was like, where's the half?
What'd she do?
Let me in the house. Whatever I'm in right now.
Casita.
Man cam. Cam cave.
Cam cave? Is that your shit now? Okay. So, now that we've saved the best for last.
What are we talking about?
Wu-Tang. 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 How was Ghostface Killah?
All right, hang on. Before we get to GFK, we got to do this.
What?
1 second. Let me pull this
shit
up.
What it is?
Let me pull it up. You're going to like it when I pull it up. If it'll load.
I can't. Nobody can hear it.
I know.
I can't even hear it. Oh, Mike Xavier.
That's the homeboy right there. He messaged me back on Snap and everything.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
What'd he say? I told him. I told him on Twitter. Check us out.
And what'd he say?
He said, all right, thanks for the heads up. I will.
Exactly. This one goes out to you, Mike.
Who? He said it in his little message, right? He was like, don't be afraid to live your dreams.
Just go for this shit.
Go for it.
But yeah, he messaged me back on Snapchat because you know how I tagged him and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is his new album right here. It's called Still Dreaming.
Mike Xavier. M-I-K-E. X-A-V.
I-E-R. Common spelling.
I-E-R. Yeah, common, but how many people do you know named Xavier?
Actually, a lot.
Oh, boy. A lot of parents who enjoyed X-Men, huh? That's what the X in X-Men stands for.
Xavier.
Yeah, Professor Xavier.
Xavier, man.
Duh. His at is...
At Mike Xavier Music.
Yes.
On Snapchat, YouTube. No, not YouTube. I'm sorry. Oh, my. Instagram. Twitter, and you can look them up on whatever platform you listen to music on. Let it be Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify.
SoundCloud. That was the second time you said Spotify.
No?
Yeah.
Did I say?
Yeah.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You sure?
Oh, yes. I'm positive.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
But check him out. That's the boy. Yeah. He out here doing big things.
Vegas local.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly.
I don't know. I was a few beers in. All I know is he's got good music. Shit's fire. Good. Yeah. Positive message.
I've been listening to it all day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the real highlight of that night.
Okay. All right. What you got? Break it down. Break down.
Excuse me. I said let's get into it. That means you got to start
up. I already brought it up 10 minutes ago.
I brought up Mike Xavier. You got to start up Wu-Tang. Not Wu-Tang. GFK.
Ghostface Killah.
Sorry, he's somebody else without the rest of the group.
Right.
Exactly.
You been listening to Wu-Tang?
No, I have not.
No? Are you scared? You're scared of those 36 chambers.
No.
They make you nervous, huh?
No.
No?
No. Or 36 chambers make me nervous. Start talking about it. What was you afraid to do, get up on stage to do?
Oh, I was not about to get up on stage and rap check your neck.
Why not?
Well, you know, I'm...
You're definitely... Yeah. I mean, if we count those big-ass cans the cups, you were definitely like 12 beers in.
Oh, no, those cans are 2.5 beers each.
Of the cups that you had at the venue?
Yeah.
No.
Those no. Cups, no, no, no. I'm talking about they were tall cans. They were
28?
No, 24s.
Oh.
But of Blue Moon. They're 2 24s of Blue Moon. That's 48 ounces of Blue Moon. That's more than a 40.
We do not condone drinking and driving, though. I drove home.
He drove. Because...
He was a little fucked up.
I wasn't fucked up. I was just feeling nice. Except for that part where I started dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's what life happened. Is all about.
That's what happened. That's the tea, sis.
But, yeah, I mean, wasn't nervous to get up on stage with the juggler. But that right there was kind of, because then that puts me on the spot to have to remember, make sure I remember all the lyrics. And sometimes.
Hey, slow down there, champ. You don't make sure you remember the lyrics. They're woven into your mind.
Did you seriously just tap me on the fucking forehead when you said they're woven into your mind? Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, but I would have to... That's a little bit more intimidating. You know, making sure
they get on the stage and making throwing sure balls around.
Right. I have no problem. Hey,
throwing another man's balls around.
That's okay. Once you've touched one ball, you've touched them all, right?
And then his pin?
Yeah. I like tossing pins, too. I'm pretty much a professional juggler right now.
Oh.
You guys can go check out the video on YouTube. I'm sorry for the poor stand-up quality on it.
Mom, you need to fix the way you record videos.
Yeah, you need to go sideways.
Because that shit ain't going to do. It ain't going to do.
Won't do. The shit won't do.
But what else happened that night? Not the juggling
Which
night.
Which night?
For Saturday night. This past Saturday night.
Wu-Tang?
What else happened? What'd you say you was going to do walking out of there?
Meet Ghostface.
Exactly. And what'd you do?
I met fucking Ghostface.
Exactly.
That's what I do, though. I'm a persistent little cuss.
I know you are.
His men's were like, did you buy a shirt? You're going to need to go. Did you buy a shirt? You need to go. And Ghostface was like, nah. Come on, fam. Let's do this. We need to get out of here.
It's mostly because we were blocking his exit.
Hey, you do what you do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. So, all right. So, you give me an 18-year-old's breakdown of what you thought about Ghostface Killah from the Wu-Tang Clan's performance.
Intermission.
Intermission.
Time out.
You like the intermission?
No, time out. So, we got something we're going to talk about. It's new on the podcast this week.
Why do we gotta change the subject?
No, it's just an intermission.
You fucking dumbass. What? We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get to your thoughts.
Give your buddy a shout out. I hit the mic.
Redbeard the Intrepid.
Who?
Redbeard the Intrepid.
Sorry, they can't hear you.
Redbeard the Scallywag.
You're talking.
Made our intro.
That was the thing at the beginning of the episode, if you didn't know what that was.
And so He's going to be making more shit for us. You know, I'll jump back and forth with nicknames with him. It's either going to be Redbeard the Intrepid or Redbeard the Scallywag. So, there's that.
There's no other ones?
I don't have any other nicknames for him.
Do you think Mom was home?
I thought she might have been.
Come on.
Come on?
Come on. It's Monday night.
Oh, yeah. She won't be home till I'm drunk and in bed.
All right, but what was your question for me?
An 18-year-old's thoughts on Ghostface Killah from the Wu-Tang Clan. Your thoughts and impressions.
Dude, that shit went hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What exactly went hard? Like, you can't just say it went hard. Like, what?
Oh, I can say it just went hard because that shit just went hard.
But
I ain't known another word, so.
Right. In why would sense, you? So, I knew a lot of the words. I knew damn near every song.
Drunk Tank knew a lot of the words.
didn't even have to use a cheat sheet. Knew all the words.
How funny would that have been? You went up on stage,
there it is. Pulled it out on the.
Hey,
hold on. Talking about how about that dude that now he wasn't bad. The one rapper who was like,
hang on, the one in the Knights jersey?
No.
The doctor one?
No, the Which one in one? Between. The one that was screaming, I'm the new age.
The one who was rapping
KRS-One. That part. KRS-One. I'm the new age KRS-One.
The one that was rapping that part.
Which part?
The part that you were too scared to go up.
Oh, it might have been. Yeah.
The African-American feller?
Right.
Oh. I mean, he got down with it.
Yeah. I didn't say, but you can't call yourself the new age KRS-One.
Why not? Because. Who's KRS-One?
You don't know who KRS-One is?
I don't know.
You have a homework assignment this week. You need to go ahead and listen to Boogie Down Productions. And.
Actually, Chief. What? It's spring break. I don't got no homework assignments except for that online shit.
What, did you do any of that today?
No, I did not.
Oh, because you slept?
No, I only slept at 4, okay?
I only slept from 4 to 6. Gosh.
Huh? It just hit 7. You definitely came in here at like 5:15.
5:45. 5:15. 5:30 and we got a deal.
5:15.
5:22.
5:15.
5:16. 5:15. That's it. 7 o'clock. You woke up at 7, boy.
How the fuck are we doing this shit right now? It's not even 7 yet.
Don't worry about it.
Why you playing with shit?
That's what I do.
Those are going in the trash soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As soon as what?
My new ones come in. Fuck those things.
What new ones?
The Galaxy Buds. I had to think of the name.
Is that because you don't have them yet?
Yeah.
Are you listening to music while you're...
No, I said off the top of my head.
So we did those. Did we even talk about the juggling? This week we did. Just now. But so... Yeah.
Hang on. So what was up your ass at that Aviator baseball game?
Oh, I was tired. I worked all day. You didn't do shit.
It's just that you don't like basketball.
Huh?
It's just that you don't like basketball. Yep, same sport.
Fucking Aviators is basketball?
Why are you pushing my chair?
Because Aviators is basketball, son. Yeah. You son of a bitch. I forgot how they kicked the ball around.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
They kicked the ball in basketball?
Right.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
We were at an Aviators basketball game where they kicked the ball.
Like into lacrosse.
Goals. Right. Right. With the sticks.
No, with the tennis. It's the tennis rackets, right?
They used to call me old tennis racket in high school.
They used to call you a lot of things in high school.
Shit. 5. What's that? Oh. Oh, man.
And what just happened is we're coming up on the 5-minute warning. That's the alarm.
That's terrible.
What?
That was a bad rendition of the 5-minute warning.
What's the 5-minute warning sound like then?
I don't know. 5-minute warning sounds like...
Don't be cheating and pulling it up from your phone.
I'm not.
Why are you playing my pen too?
I wouldn't do this. Why is shit hot in here? Feels like the devil's butthole in here.
78.
Nah, like your shit's hot. I think you're possessed.
You know, some next level shit right now. So,
well, that sucks.
What sucks?
Anyway, so we went and saw Jeff Civilico.
How was his name?
Jeff Civilico. Juggler in Vegas. He's also a motivational speaker and
clearly a comedian of sorts.
On our YouTube, you can go check out my interactions with Jeff Civilico.
Just search up Repulsive Radio.
Huh? On YouTube.
What we're talking about, you ain't gotta clarify. It's on YouTube. Come on, get with the program.
The Repulsive Radio YouTube.
Car on your belly button.
Jeez, that is weird. Why would you put a car in my belly button?
That was aggressive.
I can't believe you did that. Fuck. Evidently, this podcast is brought to you by Matchbox and belly buttons.
Why Matchbox?
Because. It's a Matchbox car.
No, it's not.
Or a Hot Wheels.
It's a Hot Wheels.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Matchbox. You're getting deleted. This episode's brought to you by Hot Wheels.
What's Matchbox?
Matchbox is another kind of car. Cars like those. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, they're even doper than Hot Wheels.
I doubt it.
Nah, they are. Believe me.
Let's see. Ew, these things?
They have everything.
These things?
Yes, that was the shit. That says Hot Wheels. Maybe Hot Wheels and Matchbox is the same company now.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why didn't I click on
that? Look, those? Right there.
These?
There's this? A Matchbox. Yeah.
So it comes in an actual Matchbox.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This wouldn't fit in a Matchbox.
Uh-uh.
It's a Lamborghini. It's too classy to be in a Matchbox.
No. Nah.
That's what it is.
That's a whore's car.
No.
Yeah.
I would drive this.
If you were a whore.
I would whip this thing, too.
If you're a male whore.
I would rock this bitch. You know that?
Are you going to be Deuce Bigelow, the male gigolo?
Does he drive a Nissan GT-R 2013?
Nope.
Full turboed?
Nope. Most of the time, he walks.
Oh. Well, there's one thing we don't have in common.
What?
I don't walk.
Yes, you do. You just walk down to the corner to take some fucking bullshit
Instagram
pictures.
Difference. I had Alexis carry me.
You're full of shit.
I'm too good to walk.
The video camera says different.
What video camera?
The ones we got up around the house.
No. I just walked out that way.
Oh,
she carried me all the other way.
She carried you past the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know how it be.
I know. You had her carry. What a dipshit.
All right.
So.
It's a podcast. It's brought to you by.
Deadpool Leather Wallets.
This podcast is brought to you by. Blue Yeti Microphones.
Oh, Blue Yeti.
Okay. It's a terrible impression of a Blue Yeti. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This podcast is brought to you by.
Huh?
This podcast is brought to you. Brought to you by HP computers and Dell monitors.
And all Dell monitors?
Yeah, 27-inch.
Oh,
Dell.
And generic Amazon LED light strips.
Those aren't from Amazon.
Oh.
We'll talk about that in the next podcast.
Ebizzle?
Walmart.
What? What? You could deck out your room with fucking with fucking LED lights from Walmart?
Yeah, if I had the ones that had the boxes, I'd put them up
around.
But I don't.
Oh, shit, they're going to cut us off.
Yep.
Well,
thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Hopefully you guys did enjoy. And if you guys did, go follow us on our social media pages and follow the podcast.
See ya.
We're pretty much rappers.
Bye.
You know that? We're pretty much rappers.
Bumsky, bumsky, bum hunt. I got the rumpa pump. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Goodbye.